close your eyes and think thoughts of goodwill. Goodwill is a wish for happiness, a wish for true happiness. And that raises the bar. In other words, you're not simply going to content yourself with getting this or getting that. You're going to try to find a true happiness inside, because things outside are always going to change. And if you try to place your happiness on them, it's going to break through. They can't take the weight of your happiness, you might say. Things, relationships. We live together, we want to be nice to one another. But we can't make our ultimate happiness depend on other people and on things outside. We have to learn how to make it depend on the qualities we build into the mind ourselves. So that's the motivation for the meditation. It's the motivation for the practice. The mind needs training. When it's trained, it can bring that happiness. When it's not trained, you can take your happiness, it can take whatever pleasure you have, and tear it to shreds. So once you think thoughts of goodwill for yourself, then look at your mind. To what extent does it still need training? The Buddha says, look at your mind to see where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, how far you've come in generosity, how far you've come in virtue, how far you've come in discernment, how far you've come in your learning, in your ingenuity. In other words, when a problem comes up and you can't find anybody else's answer to it, what can you do to come up with an answer yourself? You look for your resources inside. And you see where they're weak, well, what can you do to strengthen them? Where they're already strong, what can you use to do to use them well? Because true happiness does have to depend on our resources. And this is the good news of the Buddha's awakening, is that he found that there are qualities in the mind that you can develop that will make you wealthy inside. Take the resources you've got, develop them. It's like knowing that there's gold under your house. The fact that there's gold, that gives you some sense of security, but you've got to dig down and find it and then make use of it. So there's gold inside. Look for it. Once you've found it, then figure out what's the best way to invest it, what's the best way to use it. And that way you find that this wish for true happiness for yourself and for other people is not just a floating around kind of wish. It's got a solid foundation. You have to find it first within yourself, and then you realize that other people have those same potentials. And if there's anything you can do to help them develop their potentials in the right way, you're happy to do it. Because when your inner potentials are fully developed, that in and of itself is satisfying. You don't need to take anything away from anyone. You've got everything you need right there. So the potential for those things, they're here at the moment, but they need to be developed. This is why we practice generosity, practice virtue, and practice meditation. To take the good things we have inside, to take the gold we have inside, and put it to use.